These Ghanaian journalists work for the Fourth Estate, an Accra-based non-profit public interest and accountability investigative journalism project by the Media Foundation for West Africa. Kofi Angel is the editor of the Fourth Estate.
We work with Ghanaians, we work with whistleblowers who give us information. And so we look at issues and we go deep into those issues. We bring them out in forms of, you know, publications, online, you know, write-ups and YouTube videos and all that, mainstream documentaries.
Since its launch in 2021, the Fourth Estate has published several anti-graft stories, including an exposé on how many public officials were failing to follow a 1998 law requiring them to declare their assets.
When we published the story, very quickly, they declared their assets. And we thought that that was impactful and it sent the right message to authorities and to public officials.
A 2023 report by the anti-corruption group Transparency International says most African countries are failing to make progress against corruption. And Ghanaian activists say their country too isn't doing enough to stop the problem. Mary Awelina Adi is the executive director of Ghana Integrity Initiative.
There are so many gaps within the system that we haven't paid attention to. And for that matter, it makes the fight against corruption a difficult one.
Some of those gaps include weak laws that hinder the investigation and prosecution of corrupt public officials. Civil society groups like the Ghana Center for Democratic Development are filling the gap. In 2017, the center launched the Corruption Watch Project. Kuju Pumpuni Asante is the center's director of advocacy and policy engagement.
We are able to do original investigations. We have actual investigative journalists as part of the team that do the investigation. But we also try to follow up on cases that are alive or cases that we feel have been buried and we have forgotten.
Thanks to the works of these civil society groups, there is a vibrant fight against corruption in the country. Mary Awelina Ade of Ghana Integrity Initiative.
Both as anti-corruption and governance experts and think tanks, a lot of work has been done. We have shown evidence of research that corruption is an issue and it is hydra-headed. And to fight it, we need serious commitment.
Activists say that while they will continue to seek evidence of corruption, the government must begin holding corrupt public officials accountable through the justice system. Isaac Kaleji, VOA News, Accra.